It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 55 of the Podketeer Podcast. Hope you're having a great Disney week. I apologize for being a day late with the show. I have been having an ongoing battle with some kind of virus on my computer, and it keeps disabling Internet Explorer, which makes it very difficult for me to put clips together. So that has delayed me a whole day. We had kind of a bit of a sad week last week. We lost Jenny Tyler, the second host of Mouseketeers. And she was so many more things. She was the voice of Casper, the friendly ghost. She was the voice of Polynesian the parrot in the Dr. Dolittle movie. And just many, many, many other things. Witch Hazel in The Sword in the Stone. And a couple of squirrels, I understand, in that film also. So that was a sad, sad time. Unfortunately, we all have to go sometime, and this was her time. And we also lost someone who didn't have a nearly as big a Disney tie, but she did appear in the Disneyland TV series, and that was Celeste Holm. She did one episode of that. And I have a couple little audio clips, one from Celeste Holm. It's not a Disney item. It's actually just a little short clip of her in a Mother Goose a record album, one of the small little 33 and a third RPM records that for kids. And Boris Karloff's in it with her. And I don't have the whole thing. I didn't want to run the show that long, so I just have a little bit of that. And I also have a few clips of Jenny Tyler and also a little bit of background about her life. So I'm going to play some of the background of Jenny Tyler's life for you right now.
Jenny Tyler dies at the age of 86. Voice actress was a recent Disney legend. The former Mouseketeer had a penchant for storytelling and the ability to mimic animal sounds. Her voice was featured in The Sword in the Stone and Mary Poppins. She was head Mouseketeer for a year, when the original Mickey Mouse Club show was re-released. When episodes of the Mickey Mouse Club were repackaged for syndication, a new head Mouseketeer held court from the Main Street Opera House at Disneyland in 1963. For a year, Jenny Tyler hosted new segments of the television show that were woven around the old. As she took viewers behind the scenes of the theme park, more than one noted her resemblance to original Mouseketeer Annette Funicello. As one of the Disneyland storytellers, Tyler had already narrated such records as Bambi and Babes in Toyland, and would become known for voicing animal characters. In one better-known role, she gave voice to Polynesia the parrot, who helps teach Rex Harrison to talk to the animals in the 1967 film Dr. Dolittle.
Polynesia, I want you to teach me everything you know.
What? 2,000 languages?
Certainly. We'll start at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
But it took me over 100 years.
Then we'll start at 7 o'clock. There's not a moment to lose. Matthew, think what it would mean if I could talk to the animals. Just imagine it, chatting to a chimp in Chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting to a cheetah. Oh, what a neat achievement that would be. If we could talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. And I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people asked me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of course. Can't you?
Tyler died July 13th of natural causes at a nursing home in Issaquah, Washington, said her son, Ty Fannin. She was 86. From an early age, Tyler said she could change my voice at a click of a finger, she told the Issaquah Press in 2010. In official Disney accounts, her penchant for storytelling and ability to mimic animal sounds was traced to her Native American roots. An ancestor, who was a chief of the Snoqualmie tribe, traded his two young daughters to a white woman for a piece of property after his wife left him, according to her son. One of the girls was her great-grandmother. Tyler's talent for animal sounds was probably handed down by her mother, Harriet, a performer who studied bird calls at a school in Los Angeles, and incorporated them into her organ playing and singing, Fannin said. Born Mary Virginia Erlinson on August 8, 1925, in Berkeley, she grew up in Seattle. After her parents divorced, she was adopted by her stepfather, Theodore Eggers. She had long used Ginny as her first name, when she added the stage name of Tyler in the 1950s. A graduate of the University of Washington Drama School, Tyler started out on radio, before hosting a children's television show in Seattle. By the late 1950s, she had moved to Los Angeles and was soon narrating albums for Disney. In Disney films, she played the two amorous female squirrels in The Sword in the Stone, and sang the parts of several barnyard animals in the Jolly Holiday sequence of Mary Poppins. Among many other roles, she voiced Casper the Friendly Ghost in 1963.
Nobody wants me for a friend.
Nobody can mutiny on my ship. Get back there, you scrub! Hoist the gangplank! Hello, I'm Captain Billy the Pirate. Who are you?
My name is Casper.
Hey, Casper. Would you like to play pirate with me?
Oh, boy, would I!
How are we gonna tie this together, Casper?
I found some rope!
Gee, Casper, you're a tricky one!
She also established a studio, Quincy Works, in the 1970s in Burbank to share her craft. Her first marriage ended in divorce. She married Albert Jacobson in 1980, and moved back to Seattle with him in 1994. He died the next year. In addition to her son, she is survived by two brothers, Dan and Terry Eggers, two grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. At Disneyland, she hosted daily 15-minute segments for the Mickey Mouse Club that required a demanding production schedule. She often told stories on the air, signed autographs at the park, and considered the job the highlight of her career. Her voice had long been featured in the chorus of birds outside the park's tiki room. One day she was raving to Walt Disney about how wonderful Disneyland was when he replied, "That goes for my Disneyland storyteller too, that was me. I've never felt prouder," Tyler said in the 2006 book Mouse Tracks, The Story of Walt Disney Records. In 2006, she was inducted into the Disney Legends, a Hall of Fame program that honors those who have had a lasting impact on the Walt Disney Company. Upon accepting her award, the ever-upbeat Tyler gave thanks in the voice of Minnie Mouse, Pinocchio, A a squirrel from the Sword in the Stone, and an old witch.
Hi there, kids. I'm Hazel. Witch Hazel, that is. And I'm going to tell you about the time Donald Duck learned his lesson about playing tricks on Halloween.
Better not be stingy or your nightmares will come true.
It was just like any other Halloween before. I was riding my broom Beasley Bob, chasing the bats out of the steeple belfry. And scaring any black cat who might trot across my path.
Well, that's all I've got on Jenny Tyler. You know, I've just been thinking you need to get out and see these people when they appear anywhere. You know, they're not getting any younger, and it's something that once they pass on, you know, you can't go back and do it then because it's too late. And hopefully we'll have everybody that's left for many, many more years, but you never know. You know, so get out and see Bob Gurr, and get out and see Raleigh Crump, and go out and see these people because you don't know how much longer they're going to be around. So, I've got a little clip here from Celeste Holm. As I said, it's with Boris Karloff. And I'm including her because she did have a Disney connection. Not, as I said, not nearly as big a Disney connection as Jenny Tyler did. But a little Disney connection anyway. And she was an amazing actress. Academy Award winning actress. So here's a little bit of Celeste Holm.
Children sliding on the ice upon a summer's day. As it fell out, they all fell in. The rest, they ran away. Now, had these children been at home or sliding on dry ground, 10,000 pounds to one penny, they had not all been drowned. You parents, all that children have, and you that have got none, if you would have them safe abroad, pray keep them safe at home.
This is the house that Jack built.
This is the malt that lay in the house that Jack built.
This is the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built.
This is the cat that killed the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built.
This is the dog that worried the cat that killed the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built.
This is the cow with the crumpled horn that tossed the dog that worried the cat that killed the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built.
Like I said, I didn't have the whole thing, but I didn't want this show to last 73 hours. I had to kind of put it together in a hurry. I had quite a bit of information, but not a lot of time to do this. So this is going to be kind of a short show, maybe 20 minutes or so. I haven't grabbed the last little bit of audio quite yet, so I'm not sure exactly how long it's going to last, but somewhere right around there. You know, there was a story this week about a lady that got a court ruling that is going to force Disney to study the use of Segways inside the park at Disneyland. Now, I'll tell you, being someone who spends a lot of time in Disneyland and being reasonably familiar with how the Segways operate, it is not going to be safe to have Segways in the park. You're going to have people getting their feet run over. You're going to have children run over with these things. It is very difficult on a Segway to stand still. If you're moving, keeping your balance isn't that difficult. But when you're standing still, you've got to be pretty skilled at it in order to be able to keep your balance. It's like riding a bike. You stop on a bike, it's hard to stand. You know, it's very difficult to stay upright on a bike if you're not moving. And the Segways are very similar. They're probably a little easier than a bike is to stay upright, but there's still a problem. And I cannot imagine them allowing Disneyland the use of the Segways inside Disneyland. And I don't understand the lady's complaint, to be honest with you, except that perhaps she has a Segway and doesn't want to have to go out and get a scooter. But I have a problem getting around, and I've used the scooter out there a few times. And the scooter's not that big a deal. It's just as easy to get around with as a Segway. The only difference is taking the Segway down the sidewalk. See, there's another thing. Getting it to the park, the trams and everything and the buses, they're all set up to handle scooters, but they're really not set up to handle Segways. I don't know if a Segway would go on, and I don't know how collapsible the Segway is. Maybe the handlebars collapse, but I think they're going to have problems. And like I said, I cannot imagine them allowing the use of Segways inside the park. I think it's a really, really bad idea. And I certainly hope that once Disney studies it and shows the court the problems, I hope that they don't allow the use of them. Disabled people have the scooters, they have wheelchairs, they have ways to get around Disneyland, and I do not see why this lady is doing what she's doing except to just show them that she can do it. And I find it offensive myself. And I am disabled. So, as I said, I find it offensive. And I certainly hope she loses her case. So, that being my little bit of soapbox speaking, on with the show.
I wanna go!
Park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. Magical dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night. Jungle Cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring, electric light parading, my heart soaring. Everyone dancing, fireworks blasting, let's go to Disney summer night. Genie wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight. Move a busting, pixie dusting, soaring high, clean out of sight.
Hey Podcateers, this is Carrie Foppins and here is another cool piece of Disneyland Park audio recorded by Mark in person at the park this week. Hope you enjoy it. If you don't, I will cry.
feeling comes over me every time I get around Elvis fans. And every time I get around rock and rollers, this funny feeling.
Scream a little bit. You want to sing along? Did I hear someone go me, 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 me? Maybe you want to do some dancing tonight. Maybe you want to do all those things all at the same time. And I hope you will, friends, because that's what you do at a rock and roll show. And this Saturday night, not only a rock and roll show, but it's a rock and roll dance party. Who's ready to get this joint jumping? Who's ready to get this party started? Go like this. guys. Hey, Eugene, why don't you come on down here, man? And Russell? I'd like that song to play. Come on down here, bring that cool bass of yours. Good to see you, cool cats. You know, we weren't really going to do any songs. I just really haven't had a chance to, you know, catch up with these guys. So what'd you have for dinner? All right. Hey, Russell. You know, it is so much fun to be back at Disneyland. It is indeed the happiest place on earth. Friends, in a teeny tiny recording studio in Memphis, Tennessee called Sun Records, three cool cats got together and they changed popular music as we know it. Elvis Presley, along with Scotty Moore on the electric guitar, tonight played by Eugene. Bill Black on the Doghouse bass, tonight played by Russell. No one knows for sure if these young men intended to set the world on fire, but it is a fact, ladies and gentlemen, that they did. They were listening to country music, they were digging rhythm and blues, they were singing gospel music in Sunday school, and somehow these three influences came together, these three styles came together, and this brand new sound was born that eventually became known as rock and roll. Right about that time, ladies and gentlemen, a brilliant, brilliant man by the name of Walt Disney had this incredible idea to build this place in Anaheim, California, where people could come from all over the world and celebrate all that is the magic of Disney. Well, ladies and gentlemen, both of those events took place just a little over 50 years ago. So we would like to say, happy birthday, Disneyland! Happy birthday, rock and roll! And we'd like to take you back to where it all started. Many people believe this is how it went, just like this. Ready, boys? Thank you very much. Thank you, Chris. Hey, let's do one more just like that one. Or we can just do that one over again, would you? Do that. Friends, for those of you that might have a copy of That's All Right Mama on the Sun label on the 45 RPM record, for those of you who may have heard it or have seen it, if you look at one side of that record, you'll see the title, That's All Right Mama, which we just did. Now, oh, go ahead, you can pick up your imaginary record. Did we give each of you an imaginary record? It was under your seat, yeah. Okay. Oh, you have your imaginary record, Russell? Yeah. So, on your imaginary record... Okay, who said they want a refund? On your imaginary record, you see the title, That's All Right Mom, on one side. If you turn your imaginary record over... Have you ever asked a large group of people to turn an imaginary record over? That's pretty weird, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Turn that record over, and you'll see the title, Blue Moon of Kentucky, on the other side. This song was written by a real cool cat by the name of Bill Monroe, and he brought bluegrass music with him from the hills of Kentucky. We know what happened when the king got a hold of it. Ready, boys? Blue Moon. Shining bright, blue moon, you keep on the shining bright. You're gonna bring me back to my baby tonight. Blue moon, keep the shining bright. I said, blue moon, I'll give up, I gotta keep on shining. Shine on, the moon is gone and left the blue. I said, blue moon, I'll give up, I gotta keep on shining. Shine on, the moon is gone and left the blue. Well, the heat was on. Shine on the moon.
Thank you for joining us at Tomorrowland Terrace. We'll orbit back with more music at 8:35.
Well, that was not Elvis. That was Scott Bruce live at the Disneyland Resort. He was there just this last Thursday. And I enjoy seeing him every time he is at the park. I try to make it out there. He puts on a great show. So if you are in the Anaheim area and you happen to look up the entertainment and you see Scott Bruce's name, he is a good show. He's every time I have ever seen him, he's been at the Tomorrowland Terrace. Whether he's ever appeared anywhere else at Disneyland, I don't know. But that's the only place I've ever seen him at Disneyland. So, well, that's going to wrap up the show for tonight. I, again, apologize for being a day late. And also, if you happen to notice, the sound should be just a little different. I have a new piece of equipment on here. I talked about it in one of the last couple of episodes. It's got a very funny name. You know, like I said, it's almost a pornographic name. It's the Aphex Oral Exciter with Big Bottom. I don't know who came up with that idea for a name, but what it does is it adds a little more bass to your voice. So let me know what you think. If you think it sounds better, sounds worse, I can always turn it off if you don't like it. So, Podketeers, y'all have a magical Disney week. You take very good care of yourselves, because I want to see you out at the park. So, ta-ta for now.
Podketeer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcateer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah. Filled with
yell.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
That's right.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Careful getting home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.